We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs coming to you from Merit Assembly of God. You're listening to the Refresh radio broadcast, and we do thank you for tuning in today. I don't know about you, but this last weekend, the change in the weather, the lack of rain, or, you know, the decrease in the rainfall, you know, finally having some days that it wasn't raining. It was just a wonderful time. And, you know, they now tell us that we are in fall, which is harvest season. And so we're believing for a change of season at Merit Assembly of God. So one of the things that we are doing at our church, and thought I would just throw this out to you who are listening on the radio broadcast, is we believe that every person that God has saved, that they should also have the same heartbeat as God, in that he wants to, he came as the Lamb to save the sins of the world, to forgive the sins of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So we believe that God is still in the salvation business, still in the redemption business. That is why we are so passionate about missions giving. But also we believe that God wants to forgive the sins of those right here in Brevard County. So this last week at Merit Assembly of God, we handed out a card, and we asked people to write the name of the person that they are praying for that needs Jesus, that they would be able to share the gospel with and invite them to church to become a part of a body of believers. And so for those of you who are out there with us, can you join us if this is harvest season and we serve the Lord of the harvest? And, you know, he told the disciples, and in fact, we had a message in tongues on Sunday night in our service, and I had never really thought of this verse before, and God happened to give me the interpretation that night, and I spoke about, you know, when at the woman at the well, when the disciples came back and the woman had left and gone and she was bringing the whole town, Jesus said, don't say 4 months until the harvest. Behold, I say the fields are white unto harvest right now. And so there are some people who put off the concept of harvest into the future. And they think, well, it can't be right now. It's got to be coming down the path. It's got to be coming in a few months or a few years or whatever. But on Sunday night, I was impressed by the Spirit of God that some people look at it in the rearview mirror and say, you know, the harvest season has passed. And I believe that God is still who he said he was. He is still the Lord of the harvest. And so for our radio audience out there, if you would please join us, we want to be soul winners, and we want you to be a soul winner. And so I'm going to ask you to write down the name of somebody that you are praying for, that God will use you to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ with. And so if you'll write that down, we're going to be praying for that. We're going to be praying for that in all of our services and as many times as I can remember here on our radio broadcast. So we'll be sharing some other steps in the coming days, but we believe that God wants to move here in Merritt Island. So just a few of our sponsors. We have added a couple of people from our congregation who believe in the radio program and have been contributing. And so we've got about, I don't know exactly how many from our congregation that this radio broadcast is part of their missions giving. And so we want to say thank you for those of you who are listening. You know who you are, and we just want to say thank you for making it possible for us to bring the Word of God to Brevard County. Some of our corporate sponsors are Jits Concrete, if you've been putting off some of those outside projects and you have some work that needs to be done, maybe some concrete that needs to be poured or whatever, Jits Concrete can help you out. You could reach Greg at 536-5804, 536-5804, and they can help take care of that for you. And then a couple of other, and they're both air conditioning companies, and so I have determined that we have the coolest church in town. Bill Andriak with Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, and also Wyrick Air, and their number there is 632-9538. So if you have any heating and cooling issues in your home or business, you can call either one of those two. They will be more than able to help you with your situation. So praise the Lord. Today is my day off, and I'm really looking forward to that, and believing that it's going to be a beautiful day. The temperature's been mild. You know, if the forecast holds up, they're saying it's supposed to be a dry day. And so my wife being gone this week, ministering to her family, I'm hopefully going to be able to get a lot of things taken care of around my house. So praise the Lord for that. We do want to let you know that tomorrow night is our single mom's night out, from 6 to 10 p.m. If you know a single mom who could just use a night out, we have workers that are available. They will feed your kids, help take care of your kids, entertain your kids, and they will just give you a break. So praise the Lord for that. And you know, if you live down in Palm Bay, you're probably not driving up for a night out for 4 hours, but if you know somebody in central Brevard County here, you can let them know about that. Also, normally we have our Women of Worth meeting on Monday night that's coming up. We do not have that this week because our ladies have a women's conference that they're going to next weekend, and so they're taking a break from that. So also this coming Sunday night, we have two of our grow groups. One is on rebooting your prayer life, and one is becoming who God makes you to be, discovering and identifying your spiritual gifts in the church. And so if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can contact us at 454-4263. Let's get into the Word this morning. We are doing a series this month on becoming stronger in the Lord. And in Psalm 41 this morning, we're going to begin reading in the first three verses. And it says, "Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed." And so what we're going to be talking about for the next few broadcasts is that God wants to strengthen our physical bodies. He wants to bring healing and health to our bodies. As scripture says in 3 John verse 2, it says, "May you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." And so I want my soul to prosper in the Lord. And so we're going to be talking about that. The soul will probably be spending most of tomorrow on. But God wants you healthy. God wants you whole. And I'm so thankful that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our God, our healer. And so God is not just strong, but he imparts strength. He imparts strength. He's not keeping it to himself. He wants to give that. He wants that to become part of who we are as we walk in covenant with him. So let's look and see what God says that he will strengthen. And this says on his bed of illness. And I want to encourage you that if you are in a homebound condition, maybe you can't get out, and maybe you're paralyzed or whatever. Maybe you're in a nursing home or in a hospital. Do not just lay around and just allow the things of this world to come in. But I encourage you to take a proactive position of faith when it comes to that, and say, okay, God, I'm looking for you to strengthen me on my bed of sickness. Strengthen me while I am here. The scripture is filled with people that Jesus came and imparted strength to. So let's look and see what leads up to this statement. And it says in verse number 1, this was a psalm of David, by the way. It says, blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. And we've told you on this broadcast that we're coming up on our one of our biggest outreaches of the year, where we go and adopt a street. We've adopted a street a couple of times. We're hoping to increase that to the possibility of adopting two streets and providing for every household that wants one a complete Thanksgiving dinner on the week before Thanksgiving. And so we do it without charge. We go to them. We don't. And so, I mean, we take vans and fill it up with groceries and just run up and down the street. And it's really not a long activity. It probably takes more time to put the food baskets together than it does to distribute them. But we get to pray with people at their door. And so we will be doing that because God watches over the poor. He is their provider as well. He does not want the poor oppressed. He wants them blessed. And so it says here, blessed is he who considers the poor. So I just want to throw out there to you, if you would like to partner with us in this outreach that is coming up, it's coming up in November, so about 5 or 6 weeks away, that if you wanted to make a donation and put Thanksgiving on the memo line, if you wanted to partner with us with the radio program, you just write refresh or radio program on there. We are going to be a blessing to our community. And I know that a lot of other churches do this. You can go and you know, they have food banks and things like that. But we are going to go and bless, because we think that everybody here in America should have something to be thankful for. And we have been in a situation, my wife and I have been in a situation where finances were extremely tight, extremely difficult. And, you know, you come together for a Thanksgiving dinner, and we want everybody to have a good meal that they can celebrate. And the great thing about Thanksgiving dinner is leftovers. And I'm telling you, Thanksgiving food just gets better maybe the day after or whatever. So, but it says that when you and I remember the poor, that the Lord has expressed that it is his will to deliver us in time of trouble. And so I just want to encourage you. Maybe it's helping somebody that you see in your neighborhood. You know, maybe they've just lost their job or something like that. Be a blessing to them. Help them. You know, it could be with groceries. When we first came to Brevard County, we were at a church down in Melbourne. They found out, you know, that we didn't have much, and they broke into our car and filled our car with groceries and household supplies and all sorts of things like that. And that, you know, I will go to my grave, should the Lord tarry, remembering how people helped us in difficult seasons. See, you might think you know, the pastor of your church or whatever, that he doesn't have much in the way of financial needs, because, you know, a lot of people don't talk about them much. But you know, you may be surprised. Ask God who it is. You know, people generally don't go around talking about their, you know, financial distresses. So if you will step out and say, God, I want to be a blessing. You told Abraham, I will bless you and I will make you a blessing. So if God has blessed you, allow him to take that next step in your life and make you a blessing, because he says it's the will of God to deliver you in the time of trouble. Maybe you're surrounded by bills. Maybe you're surrounded by physical diagnosis, whatever it might be. You might have nobody at work likes you or whatever. But God says that he will deliver you. God not only delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, but he delivered them to the promised land. And so God, you know, has a pickup and a drop-off service. He brings you to that destination that he has for you. And I don't know about you, but I need God's help when I'm in trouble. I don't hesitate until it's a five-alarm fire. You know, we call several years ago, we had a motor that malfunctioned on a dryer, and it caused a fire to take place in our dryer. We didn't wait until the house was fully engulfed in flames before we called the fire department. Just as soon as it erupted, I said, call 911. And we live pretty close to a fire station. They got there, the police got there, and thank God there was no damage done to the house. The dryer was toast, though, and that was a joke. Sometimes my jokes, they just seem so funny in my mind. It says the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive in verse number 2, and he will be blessed on the earth. So God says it is his will that he will deliver you in the time of trouble, that he will keep you safe, that he will keep you alive, and you will be blessed on the earth. All of those statements and the ones that we are going to continue to look at here, all of them have the word will in there. All of them have to do with things that God will do on your behalf because we had consideration for the poor and the oppressed. And so I'm telling you today, you and I, we cannot afford not to be a blessing. There is so much that God will do on our behalf if we will just be concerned for the things that he is concerned about. And so I want to encourage you. A lot of times we pray for our situations. We say, God, would you bless this? Would you bless what you have put before me? And you know, unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain that build it. But it is so much easier to pray this prayer. God, what is it that you are blessing? And what is it that I can do to participate in what you are doing already in this community? And one of those things is he has a heart for the poor. He has a heart for widows and orphans and single moms. He has a heart for those people. And so we want to help them because it says he will deliver them in time of trouble. He will preserve you and keep you alive. I believe that God is able to heal of chronic sickness. I believe that he is able to heal of newly diagnosed sickness. I believe that he is able to heal of minor afflictions, and he is able to heal of what those would diagnose as terminal sicknesses and diseases. And it says that as a result, that not only will he keep us alive, not only will he preserve us and deliver us, but he will bless us on the earth. So many times we think that our blessings are simply awaiting us in heaven. And thank God that heaven is going to be a blessed place. It's going to be a beautiful place, a wonderful place, a holy place, a place without mortgages, a place without car problems, a place without bills, a place without temptation or sin or failure or disappointment or discouragement. But this scripture says that God will bless us even here on the earth. He says if you've left houses or mothers or fathers or brothers or sisters or houses or lands or jobs, whatever, that you will not fail to be rewarded in this life and in eternity with eternal life. So I want to encourage you that God has a longing to bless you in this life as well. The greatest blessing that we have, the first blessing that we have, is that he gives us the gift of repentance and turns us from our sins. That is the very first blessing. And so I can pray for anybody. God bless them, because Acts says that he blessed them first by turning them to God and away from their sins. So You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. Have you ever had a package that was delivered to the wrong address? At our church, a number of times we get things that are delivered to us that do not belong to us. They get delivered to a similar address. Sometimes ours get delivered, you know, machines make mistakes and things like that. And so at that point in time, I take it, and rather than open it, I deliver it to the person that it was intended to be distributed to. In other words, it's not my parcel. I don't have to receive it. And what God says here is that he is not going to deliver us to the wrong address. He is not going to deliver us to our enemies. And he is not going to allow the things that the enemy has that he wants delivered to us. He's not going to allow. Those aren't part of our covenant relationship with God. God has a very accurate delivery system. And so thank God for his deliverance. Thank God. And maybe right now there are people who are aiming to do you harm, but it says here that he will not deliver you to the will of his enemies. There have been times in life when people who had authority over me, they made decisions that I didn't agree with. They were detrimental to what I thought God's plan was for my life. They had physical or financial ramifications. But I can tell you now in my 50s that I look back on some of those things that I didn't understand, and I actually saw that God was delivering me from one condition, and he was delivering me to an even better condition. You know, whenever you have a package that you drop off at the postal service, or it has a tracking number, or through UPS or FedEx, or I'm sure just about all of them have tracking numbers, a lot of times they can give you, you can log on to their internet service, and it will show you exactly where your package is. And sometimes the package has left the distribution center and it's made its way to another point, another terminal, and from there it's going to be rerouted and it's going to go to another spot, to another spot, to another spot, then it's going to make it onto the truck and it's going to get to your destination. I want to encourage you right now. God is faithful to make sure that the promises that he said, they are going to be delivered. Right now, some of you are wondering why the promises have not come to you, and I just want you to know that they are in transit. I don't know exactly where the station is at. I don't have to, but all I can do is tap into God, and he said, I am going to deliver this person from their enemies because they had a heart for people that I had a heart for. They wanted to minister to the poor, and now I am going to bless them, and as a result, I'm going to deliver them from trouble. I'm going to preserve them. I'm going to keep them safe. I'm going to keep them alive. I'm going to bless them on this earth. I'm going to bless them in eternity, and I am going to make sure that they are delivered from his enemies. And it goes on in verse number 3. It says, the Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. And so let me start with the second part first, and it says God will sustain you. You know, several years ago, my parents told me about a person, really a great person, and had been very sick very rarely in his life, but he was so sick on this occasion, he said, I am so sick I can hardly remember being healthy. And he was joking to some extent, but when you are sick, you think a lot of times that it is never going to end. And I just want to encourage you from Psalm 41:3 this morning, that it says that God will sustain you. God will sustain you. Even if your body feels like it's not going to be able to sustain you, God is not your body. He created your body. He will sustain you. He will strengthen you. And so let me just tell you that we have had a lady in our church, and I've told you this story before, that she was on her sick bed. She was unable to do much at all. And she decided that in that condition that she was going to flood that room with the presence of God. And so she had the word of God going constantly in her room, scriptures on healing, scriptures on divine health. She had, praise and worship music going. And she said, I'm not just going to lay here and take this, but I am going to become proactive. And God raised her up from that sick bed. Now she is able to function. She is, we just recently talked to her. There's some things at the church that she's very gifted in that she's going to be helping us with, something that I needed somebody to step up and help with that process. And so I'm so thankful that God did that. Every time you see her, you can see a living testimony. But God does not only say that he is going to sustain you, but it says that the Lord will strengthen that person on their bed of illness. And so wherever you are at right now, if you are bedbound, if you are in a condition where you can't get out and do much for yourself, I would take Psalm 41 verses 1-3 and I would make those a part of my daily spiritual feasting. I would take that and I'd say, okay, God, I want to be a blessing. I want to help those who need to be a blessing. And God, I need you to strengthen me. I need you to empower me on my bed of illness. Make me a light to shine here. But God, I want the will of God to come to pass in my life. I need you to deliver me, to preserve me, to keep me alive. Bless me here on the earth. I want to thank you for that you are going to deliver me from this affliction, from this enemy that is after me, God. You are going to sustain me, and you are going to strengthen me. You are going to make me stronger today than I was yesterday. Father, I just pray for those right now that are on their bed and they're afflicted in their body. And I pray, God, that right now you would just impart to them, God, some way that they could be a blessing to somebody. I pray that you would touch them. God, I pray that you would deliver them from trouble, deliver them from discouragement, deliver them from depression. God, I pray that you would deliver them from pain and deliver them from misery. God, I pray that you would keep them alive and keep them safe. God, I just saw a testimony the other day about someone that was supposed to die, and there was just a will to live, that there was no natural explanation, but God, you caused them to stay alive. God, I pray today that people would not only be sustained, but they would be strengthened. Today, may they be stronger than they were yesterday. May they be stronger tomorrow than they were today. And God, also, we pray for those that you have laid upon our hearts, that you would captivate them by your grace and forgive them of their sins. Give them the gift of repentance. We will see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.